Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You rascals, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
J-Fig, be careful, there's a handsome man on your camera.
You're being a lot nicer to them than they have been to you today, man.
I
gotta tell you.
Hey, I haven't said nothing about
you. I don't understand,
dude. A couple of bullies.
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
Rough, man.
No, you're not. You haven't bullied me, but you've started some rumors. So.
I haven't started rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't be mad at me that you're just lip locking with folks.
I'm not.
And then you say you don't even know.
Start. Do you see how they start?
Hey, dude over there.
Oh,
right. He came over, say hi. What's up? Bap bap. Dap me up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I was gonna do the same.
Hi.
By the way.
So I thought. By the way, he was going in. Right.
Yeah.
That he knew her.
That they had a rapport.
So.
Yeah.
And then he said, he introduced himself.
J-Fig was like, nice to meet you.
Wow.
She said, nice to meet you.
Right.
And he went in. Yeah, for sure. Man. I was like, oh,
boom. Like, wow.
You smooching Radio Libre?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I said,
wait.
And I put my hand out and everything
it
to say,
too
nice
low.
To meet you.
You put it too low.
And that's where his hand was. What do you mean? He put it right where your hand was.
He was. Mm-hmm. He had his hand like this to pull you closer.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he did.
That's
to go in.
Then old Smoochie McGee over here.
Smooches
over there.
Smooch Doggy Dog decided, hey, let me say nice
so
to
she
meet
was like,
you.
I'm like, whoa, J-Fig, I didn't know you knew him. I didn't.
Yeah.
Third
time they've met, though. Third
this
time.
Is not the third time we've met.
Matter of fact, she interviewed him for a job and walked him around the building.
Oh.
What do you mean? No, I
did
it.
Did not.
Three times is enough for a smooch.
Yeah,
three times.
No.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Oh,
man.
No. Here. Listen, I didn't mention.
You're about to answer to this.
I didn't bring it up on air. But when I went down there and there was all, you know, hanging out with sales, I did yell down the hall, hey, Stanley C. Panther, where were you when Vic D. Rat was getting his ass kicked?
What was his response?
Accountability.
Like, kind of
you know, he didn't talk.
Obviously, yeah. Which is why.
Right.
It's against mascot code.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ooh,
were you ever a mascot?
Was I ever a mascot?
Yeah.
I was never a mascot.
Really?
He was
a ball boy.
I was a ball boy for the University of Puerto Rico, but my buddy was a mascot. He was Bucky, and he mooned.
Way to ruin that.
He mooned the cafeteria.
Well, okay.
With his red feather ass, not like his actual.
Oh. All right, no, that's fine.
Wait,
isn't that
what kind of school was that?
Code?
Well, our mascot's
mooning?
Bucky the parrot. He was a red macaw.
Ah.
You know, the same one that she.
Oh,
macaw!
You off the macaw?
Yeah, she killed a macaw.
Wow!
I didn't. No.
Hey, was that
what kind of bird was it?
What was that big ass bird you were cuddling?
That's
like
a macaw.
This, like a giant.
I don't know different types of birds. All I know is that the one I was babysitting.
Why were you asking to babysit a bird? You don't even know nothing about birds.
It was a parrot.
Oh,
that's what a macaw is.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I don't
know. My car's not a parrot.
I was house sitting, and the bird just happened to be there. I had to give it.
Hashtag keep Bucky safe.
That's a wonder I haven't been asked back. Anyway, so they just dropped the trailer for the Jimmy Butler Netflix show that he's on with LeBron and Sabonis.
I was gonna say this
Ant-Man.
There's more people on there than just
and Tatum.
It's funny. You think everywhere that a city has a guy, they're calling it the same way you did? The Jimmy Butler show.
I don't know. I don't know. You want to peruse it? You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is Starting Five. It's coming out on Netflix in about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Right? Beginning of camp? Almost a little bit after camp?
Yeah, right after camp starts, a couple weeks before the season starts. I don't know if Netflix is good, because usually Netflix drops the whole show. They don't do that nonsense.
Yeah, except for
Love is Blind. They've gotten a little cute with Love is Blind.
They've gotten cute with a couple
of
shows.
Love is Blind. Don't they have like 1,000 episodes?
No, it's like,
I mean, like
about
totally,
10,
yeah,
11.
Probably
Love. What's the show that has like all those, like every.
That's Love Island.
Love Island.
Love Island, yeah. Right. Like.
That's good.
Different platform.
Okay.
Right. Love Island, you have to wait for a new one every day, though.
Oh, every day. Sorry. Every day. It's just too many episodes. Bro.
It's not too many episodes.
40 episodes in a season?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What are you doing for 2 weeks? You wouldn't love the idea
you're
of having.
Not working.
You wouldn't love a new show every single night?
When was the last time you worked 5 days in a row?
You're lashing out.
No. That's a way to avoid the.
This is probably why it is, Frog Boy.
Yeah. You know why? Because I need mental health, emotional days from you abusive people.
Wow. That's how rumors get started.
Oh, my goodness.
Been a lot of lashing out today.
It's a lot of lashing.
And I'm glad none of it has been at me.
Yeah. Scot-free today.
I mean, why don't you listen during the next break?
Still time.
Go eat your chicken sandwich. You're probably a little cranky.
It's me.
Right?
It's my fault.
Why would I? I'm helping you out.
You are. You're helping me reach the goal of allowing J-Fig to continue to make fun of me.
While she plots to smooch the guy next door.
Look at her.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Caught me off guard.
Smoochie McGee.
It really caught me off guard.
Caught me off guard too. What
you said, but hey, I said, hey, you know him?
Wait, look over there.
Said,
it's
no.
Very obvious.
Look, he's looking at you right now.
No, he's
look.
Not.
Robbie the smooch bread.
He's looking over at us. Oh. Is she looking at me? Yeah, I know. Put them lips on her.
Can we watch the video, please?
All right, this is Starting Five on Netflix.
Ball is a beautiful sport. We love going out there, playing in front of the fans.
Come on, man! I got kids. I got a family.
Everyone thinks our dad is the legend of basketball, but he's just like a normal person.
It's showtime.
LeBron loves Halloween.
I don't know if there's many leagues that have bigger stars in the NBA.
I'm Jason Tatum.
Jimmy Butler.
Domantas Sabonis. Anthony Edwards.
LeBron James.
Show me how you shine. Show me how you shine. Yeah.
Ready.
You know, in the NBA, everyone's watching.
Say cheese.
Thanks, Domantas.
There's the expectation that comes with that.
Seems like they're playing harder than you are.
Y'all stop trapping me, bro. Huh?
Losing does hurt.
But what always brings me back is my family.
Family over everything.
I wouldn't be here without him.
He's a pretty girl.
No one's ever seen me in an intimate space like this.
Yo, yo, chill, 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 chill. The cameras is off.
It's like I'm living in a dream.
Surprised at myself at this point.
Ooh. Might be a game for you, but like, this is like my life.
Welcome to my world.
Take kind of goosies.
But I don't think nobody can stop me.
Nice. I'm like a king of all trades. I think that's what the saying is. The black king of all trades.
I am the best. That is a statement.
What? Exclamation point.
Okay,
throughout the course of a long NBA season, I prepare my body for battle.
He's the king of a lot of trades, though. You would agree.
Better shape than everybody.
I'm like, bet.
And I love being in the court.
I couldn't play in the NBA.
Wow.
Jack.
LeBron James.
Oh, man.
Sabonis makes something out of that.
How you play, boy?
Jimmy Butler's a machine.
That's 100%.
Yeah, slow down.
You've never seen anything like this.
Wait, what?
There you go. Starting five.
So, question.
Netflix.
Wow.
Good trailer.
So, question.
They didn't really find a lot of Sabonis in there, huh?
So, question.
Wow, there was no Sabonis.
Let's rank them.
Sabonis is a narrator. Rank them of interest?
Well,
who's gonna be the most
just far as, like,
Jimmy.
Like, stars that you really. So, I would go LeBron.
Of course.
Jimmy is number two. Ant-Man,
number three.
Sabonis, number four. And Tatum, just.
Hey.
Just not.
Hey, Deuce, what do you want to do today?
But no, it's not. I'm just saying. It's not that he's not famous.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, interesting?
Nope. Tatum? No, he's not interesting.
Right.
No, he's not interesting. Sabonis? Maybe Sabonis is interesting.
Like, I don't know.
On putting none of him in the trailer, I would say no.
I was like, LeBron's family has a more prominent role than Sabonis.
Well, he did produce it, you know?
Yeah, makes sense.
But producing it means you just paid for it.
Well, I think you also have creative control, though.
Well, yeah,
you
know,
LeBron's going to have some say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, that's how
it
I
was. Looked. Good.
It answered a lot of my questions in regards to Jimmy Butler, like what the timeline was. Yes, they have emo Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have him at the music video.
The Fallout Boy music video.
Yeah.
A lot of music videos last year.
a lot of extra
well,
things.
He had a lot of extra time.
Is this the first time we've ever seen his child?
Because he was playing basketball. He
public,
has two,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got two.
Yeah.
He's a black king of all trades.
It's a jack of all trades.
That's not what he said.
That's what he said.
I know.
Though.
He said it wrong.
They were wrong.
But that's what he said.
That's what he says. And that's
king
what
of all trades. I would agree, though. He is a king of all trades.
I would like him to be a king of one trade, basketball.
Side quests.
True. Or maybe. Getting Dame Lillard traded over here. If he
I would be a fan of that. Yes.
What now?
King I would be a fan trade. Of that.
Yeah. Get a trade what?
Damian Lillard over here.
Yeah, over here. If he can become the king of that trade, that'd be pretty
Damian
cool.
Lillard for Jimmy?
No.
What?
No.
Who you going to trade?
Yeah, you can have time.
Figure it out. That's not my choice.
See what I'm saying? This is
not my choice.
No, you get mad at people for not having grown folk conversations.
I like my team.
Wait. You get mad at people for not having grown folk conversation and understanding that you got to give to get. But then when I ask you the same question, not my problem.
It's not
I
problem.
Want him. Like
he's just not going to say who we.
You're a child.
I'm not a child.
You're a child.
I'm not a child.
You're a child.
I like my team.
No,
I told you I'm a changed man.
I like the team too on the court.
Okay, mm-hmm.
They haven't been on the court in 2 years.
You're right.
So what is there to like?
Oh, a lot, dude.
There's
a
nothing lot. In life in sports you would wait 2 years like this for.
What are you talking about, wait 2 years?
2 years.
They haven't played together.
Who?
In 2 years.
Rozier's been
the
in
group
minutes.
Said you. Dude, I'm going to stick you with this.
Scary Terry just got here.
Oh, so that's the game changer?
Oh, we got a lot of game changers. All right, we got Khalil Ware. We got a healthy Duncan Robinson.
You're looking at the future in-season tournament
Again,
champions.
You're still hanging your hat on the same guys who haven't played together 20 games.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh.
It's all coming together,
okay.
baby. Right at the right time.
And you keep doing that, and the next year we're going to have the same conversation.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, because what's going to be different this year?
We got a lot of things that are different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting.
We got Khalil Ware.
Oh, that's one.
No.
Swedish that, Swish.
You know they don't like playing young guys.
Oh, they're going to play young guys.
That's one of the changes this year.
Yep, that's going to be
one of the changes. We play young guys now.
Different Spo. When Spo
talking football in fantasy land with Easter bunnies and unicorns. Excuses
you know what they
and
say.
Pringles.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
They say don't give Spo a summer.
That's what they
don't
say.
Don't give Spo
he was
a summer.
In France.
No, don't give Spo a summer.
France.
You give Spo a summer to plan. Yeah. It's like you know how they always say don't give Saban the whole offseason to plan for you? Chris Fowler said that.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. Because remember when Chris Fowler reprimanded me? I always felt like, oh, you were going to catch Chris Fowler napping.
Yeah.
And I didn't do the research.
That's right.
Because you don't give Saban a summer.
That's what he
you
said.
You don't give Spo a summer.
You don't
give Spo a summer to prepare and be in the
last summer.
Well, they didn't have a summer last summer.
Yes.
Last summer, they went to the finals, so they didn't have a summer.
And this summer, he went to Paris.
No, dude. No. But that was only a part of the summer.
Vacation summer, almost.
Yep. You don't give Spo a summer.
Yeah.
In the lab.
See, I can't even be too violent because I have a puck in my hand.
I don't understand why you. Why are you disappointed in what I'm
heavy.
Saying?
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
Those pucks are.
It's
violent.
A real puck. So
year two, Jaime.
What?
Jaime.
Year two. Only year two.
I'm just here. The question I have.
You already went
is
through
this.
A sophomore slump.
For the last 2 years, we've gotten to this point and you've said the same things to me. At what point is it time that no?
Well, you act like when one of the times that I said those things, they did go to the finals.
No.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, okay, but that was 2 years
ago. You're making it 2 years.
That was 3 years. Yeah,
no, that's 2 years ago. You keep changing.
Okay,
math.
Wow.
Go 2 basketball years ago. Mm-hmm. The third year is when they went to the finals.
No.
What?
Last year, bounced in the first round. Heard. Year before that, finals.
Ooh.
That's 2 years ago. Okay. So you keep saying I did this for 2 years. Now, that season was also a frustrating regular season.
Yeah.
But they did go to the
finals. Because nobody was healthy.
So you don't get to.
So that's what we get to go with the anomaly?
Did I not call?
We get to pick the anomaly? You called it.
No, you called it.
In fact, okay. We can put ourselves in the same position this year, and he's going to call it. Jimmy!
He called
Jimmy's going to do it!
Jim VB.
Well, let's call it now!
Call it.
Let's not wait. Let's not make you right now.
I'm going to be irresponsible.
Every year, you're going to keep shooting your shots.
That's not fair.
And if you're right or you're wrong, it doesn't matter.
You're lashing out.
No, I'm not lashing out. No, I'm just tired. Here.
You're not going to push me into official NBA predictions before the season starts.
I'm not pushing you into anything. Power. I'm just saying, with the health questions surrounding this team, how long are we going to keep playing this game?
This game? 82 times.
Ah.
Who's going to play 82 games? Who's going to play 70?
This guy's a real jokester.
Who's going to play 70?
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kalel.
Okay.
Jaime.
Okay.
Nico.
Okay.
Terry Rozier.
Whoa.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah. I hope. There's a lot of hopes. Where you want to go with Jimmy?
Josh Richardson.
Well, you said
Tyler.
70.
I hope.
70 strong.
Why?
For Jimmy? He doesn't play 70 games.
That's a fifth of the season.
He's not playing 70 games.
That's a fifth of the season.
It's okay.
It's 4 fifths.
What if? Oh my god.
65. We would have a different conversation.
Oh, that's good.
65. So you think it's okay to miss 20 games almost?
It's not okay, but I'm just dealing with reality.
So, what? And my question to you is now he's on the Armstead plan.
Mm-hmm. That's not.
And you got three players on the Armstead plan.
I don't like that.
You know they're gonna miss X amount of season.
Who's three players?
Tyler,
Jimmy, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love's just here for the. But
Scary Terry.
Tyler Hero, I look at like a jet ski. You know, like it's fun to have.
Oh.
You know,
but you
take
never
it out.
Go out on the water.
Yeah,
but if the weather's right, you know, you'll have it there, spice things up. It makes your life a little bit more fun. But, you know, it's not going to be my main means of travel. So we'll see. Tyler's a jet ski. Jimmy.
Tyler's a jet ski.
You know, it's got some miles on it. It's got some miles on it, but I still trust it. I still trust it. When it matters.
Jimmy.
For a road trip.
Jimmy is like your car you drive to work.
No, that's not true.
Right?
That's not true.
You bought it after Tibbs put 100,000 miles on it, right? You've been keeping that puppy alive, putting new tires, getting the proper oil changes. Mm. Now you got 300 on it, right?
Don't forget about Alec Burks.
Who's that?
Is that who we added?
New bench savant we got.
All right. Here we go.
Dude.
Here we go.
Jimmy just turned 35. You treat him like he's 27.
35 is nothing, dude.
I don't know why y'all think in sports that everybody can play till they 40. Everybody can't play till they 40.
I don't think he was planning to, and then all of a sudden he saw the salaries. He goes, what?
What?
LaMelo Ball's making how much? Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back. Join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's Wednesday, September 25th, and it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM On Air staff. And Duncan Robinson's going to be there. The Heat.
He'll be the only tall white guy.
Yep.
The tallest, for sure. Unless Stanley Panther's there.
Whew, tall. I drink some whiskey. I ain't smoking no cigar.
Yeah.
Jay Fig will smoke my cigar.
Papa Fig will, for sure, if he shows up.
I don't smoke, but I will drink whiskey with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. So well, can we take shots with Duncan Robinson? And I'm not talking basketball
that.
Shots.
Is that appropriate?
You want me to go ask our neighbor if he's going? Since you already have a relationship.
If you guys want to go, it's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com. That gets you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with us at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. I believe Hockman and Crowder and Solana are broadcasting live out at Smoke on the Water in Weston. And it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man, nobody. It's better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at themainman.com. It's sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com and see partner reviews there at the website.
Main man.
Man. You know who's a man's man?
What's that?
Who?
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin.
Whether you like him or not, you got to respect this job.
Yep. Mike Tomlin has got his team now 2-0. That's what they do.
They'll have a stretch where they lose five in a row, but in the end, they're going to be there.
Well, we learned that Mike Tomlin has a thing called the petty game ball, courtesy of his quarterback, Justin Fields. And he let us know that Russell Wilson got the petty game ball because, of course, played for the Broncos, kind of ousted, done dirty. And
Wasn't done dirty. Some would say Russell Wilson did the Denver Broncos dirty.
People felt like it was they did him wrong. You know, did Sean Payton and his pug face really want to wrap his arms around Mr. Unlimited?
No. I can see it.
So Mike Tomlin, I don't believe, is on the record talking about the petty game ball. He was asked about it. But like a little rascal, wasn't willing to give up the deets. Here is the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach.
Mike, Justin mentioned how rewarding it was to get the win in Denver for Russ. He said you gave out a petty game ball. Is that something that you've done often? Is it rewarding for you to get that one for him?
You know, none of your businesses, respectfully. There's certain things that go on among teams that I don't talk about. Whether it gets out or how it gets out is unimportant to me, and I'm not overly guarded against it. But it's just certain things as a leader that I talk to the collective about that I have zero intentions of sharing with the larger public, because it's about our collective and how we come together and how we appreciate and support one another. And, you know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
Hey. Wow.
Hey, in the last 5 minutes, I watched a grown ass man slap his calf and say naughty things to it. And I heard a guy who took a question and made it about a hot dog and how a hot dog is made.
Yeah.
Wait, who was slapping?
No, no, okay, hold on. We don't have to. Look, I don't have to explain to you the things that happened off break that affect this team. You
know? No.
I actually have a video.
What are you slapping your calf like you're the Rock?
Actually have to make sure there's no cursing. So I'll show it.
Of course it's cursing. We just watched a grown ass man slap his calf.
It wasn't
talk sexy bad. To it.
It was looking right.
He went, he's like my old PE coach.
Go ahead, girl, do your thing.
It was like my old PE coach, Coach Selwyn.
Yeah. All muscle though. No,
do like a Michelle for a second. What's going on?
You gotta work on those calves, Tobin. You look at these. And he showed me his calves. He goes, those are balls.
Yeah. What was his name?
Coach Selwyn. Rest in peace. I don't believe he's longer with
Selwyn.
Him.
Oh,
man.
Selwyn. Yeah.
So, yeah, don't worry about the calves thing. Tomlin, though. Tom, tough.
He is.
Dude,
tough.
I'm telling you, his delivery of information is so much different than Mike McDaniel, right?
So much, like, to the point. If I am going to give an explanation, it's concise. I love it.
Because Mike McDaniel would give you the ingredients to a hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, he would. Yeah. And I don't even know if I like it anymore. I just want him to stop talking at that point.
Oh, man. Well, closing's out a little. Damage is done, my friend. That's next.
I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out.
All right.
I've seen the needle.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
I like what you guys are trying to do, but it's not going to work. Menu. He says, I'll trade you a tomahawk steak for
that Panthers puck?
Yeah.
Where you want to meet menu?
No, I don't.
That's a good puck. It's a good puck.
I'm not a tomahawk guy.
What?
I like standalone meat.
Mm.
I don't like like everybody says is the best is near the bone.
Wow.
I don't like fighting the bone.
Oof.
So I'll get a little tenderloin. I'll get a little strip steak, you know, something like that. And I don't like ribeye, too much fat. People that eat fat, disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so nasty watching people eat prime rib.
Oh, yeah, that is disgusting, actually. You see
the fight. The fat has the flavor.
Yeah, not good.
Bite yourself in the arm then.
All right. You know, I don't understand how I walked into that.
All right, damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
Normally do this in the 11 o'clock hour. We had the Panthers in the studio, so we move it.
Whoop, whoop.
Morgan Wallen. Normally,
trouble again?
Normally, when the famous get in trouble,
yeah,
you know,
it goes away.
Usually goes away. A little probation.
Wink.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville ain't playing with Morgan Wallen.
So what are they doing to him?
Nashville.
He got arrested for throwing a chair off a rooftop bar, which landed three feet from the cops.
But after all of that, he ended up opening a bar on Broadway.
Yeah, I thought it was his bar. Wasn't it his bar that he threw it from?
No.
Maybe it was Luke. Maybe it was Luke Bryan's.
Opened afterwards.
But he
Nashvillers.
This is from Lifestyle Mag. Morgan's lawyers have tried to strike a deal where he'd receive probation, but it's looking bleak at this point, and he's likely going to spend some time behind bars.
Whoa!
For throwing a chair
off a roof.
Wow!
Nearly hitting some cops.
I'm waiting for him to
nearly
say
is not hitting.
War.
Yeah, but also, it's also a stupid thing to do.
No, it's stupid. That's what they're putting people in jail for. You understand?
Like, he almost assaulted an officer, Lee.
He didn't assault. He didn't hit him.
I know. But his $80 pants could have been ripped.
Yeah.
Remember that? They care about
but
that.
But he did throw a chair.
If he didn't have that.
No, I know. He should have some kind of penalty. But that's not who we put in jail.
That's
right. That's not who you put in jail.
Huh.
Like, so to sit here and even threaten that sounds stupid.
It says,
it diminishes your criminal system if you're throwing people in jail for throwing chairs.
Being told this is going to be a 30 to 60 day sentence.
So he's going to be in, like, the Barney jail. Right?
The Sats jail.
Dude. Yeah. He was in, yeah, he was in that Kentucky Scheffler jail.
Is he still on tour? Is this going like, to ruin the
listen,
tour?
Listen, think about this. They had to let you out of jail when the little jail I was in for 2 nights, 3 days, right? And they do 72 hours to the minute. That's when I got out of jail. So you had to, like, push a button to go to the bathroom. They didn't have the bathroom in the jail. You have to go down the hall to the bathroom.
Shreethan does kind of box you in, though. He says, attempted murder isn't murder, Leroy.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, so that's what they're calling that?
No.
Is it attempted stupidness? Okay, it's different when you shoot a gun, right?
3 counts of felony reckless endangerment is what he's being charged with.
3 counts. Why? Because three cops were there.
Three cops were almost there. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, yeah.
Eating donuts.
Reckless.
So 3 counts. See how you think it's a bit much?
I don't know.
They charged 3 counts of because 3 cops were standing there?
If he didn't have that Bryce Young aim, who knows?
That's true.
You won him. So, like, yeah. I'm like, so you don't think that's, like, I get it. He should be punished. It's stupid. But jail time? Nobody got hit. Nobody got hurt.
Send him a guitar.
Huh?
They can play for the prisoners.
No, yeah, make him do like they do in Dukes of Hazzard.
Last night.
Hey, play that song again, Morgan.
Okay.
Didn't he have a song with Post Malone? Yeah. I had some help. Yeah.
Could use some help. Anyway, Morgan Wallen, damage is done, my friend.
All right.
Oof, get better lawyers.
Damage is done.
Leroy, what's yours?
Rough.
I was going to give a damage is done, but I don't know who to give it to.
Oh.
Because I watched the replay of the game, right?
All right.
And the guy who caught the touchdown almost had a damage is done. By doing the machine gun finger pointing.
That was incredible.
Right? And ended up having to kick a 50-yard extra point.
Imagine if the kicker doesn't
right.
make that.
And he just stares at him. Right? Or do we give it to Saquon?
For dropping.
Or do we give it to the coach who probably shouldn't have been throwing it in the first place?
Yeah.
Say, like,
or Fangs.
Or
Fangs,
you know what?
Don't forget
Fangs.
Fangs!
Fangs, you've been in the league too long to be watching teams drive all the way down the field. In your last moments of the game. We watched it last year here. Look, the damage is done. You got to get better. Change it up, dude. You know, here,
dude.
I'm not the smartest defender in the world, right? But I am smarter than defenders. And if I was, you know, running a defense, you know what I would do? I would blitz while still protecting the deep end of the field, so you don't give up a touchdown. How's that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
J-Fig?
Remember last week?
Oh, when somebody else came in and...
You know, you're ruining my reputation here.
I'm not...
You're ruining my image, okay?
Oh,
she's got a brand. Right. She's got a brand to upkeep.
Yeah.
My client won't stand for this.
Bet he makes the newsletter.
Wow. Look at him.
You made the newsletter this past time, okay?
Did I? Yes, you did.
You were on it.
I couldn't download it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's rough.
Thanks for letting me know.
That's because she did it with her Android.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
You green bubble loser? Man, that feels good.
All right, go ahead, JP. We're sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
You guys are lashing out on me. Minus one.
Sorry. That's fair. We'll take that.
Well, remember...
Minus one.
There you go. Last week, Monday Night Football, when Jason Kelce went on air and he sent his TED Talks, we're struggling.
Yes.
Here's a picture. Overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Very much so.
That was struggle. Relatable.
Well, his wife took it upon herself to go on Instagram, and she said, training camp looked a little different this year. Watching you on Monday is going to be a little different, too. Just know that the girls and I are loving cheering you on this new chapter. Maybe try not to say tits this week. But I'm going to go ahead and say, the damage is done already. It's all over the place.
Too late. He's just a, he is a man of the people, right?
Oh yeah,
he just has been a big like he just best
right.
Life.
Just, a lot of people, just seems like he's having a blast with it. He ain't trying to be somebody he's not.
That's how you retire.
Some people were annoyed. They thought it was too Eagles centric. The broadcasters. I thought he was delightful. I enjoyed it. They were talking.
What is he supposed to do? He played with him less than 6 months ago.
They were talking tush push. I thought he was very very enjoyable.
But I'm just saying he was on the team less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What are you supposed to think?
Frog Boy?
My nominee for damage is done. Talks about the real physical damage that was indeed done at UFC 306. So this UFC fighter we did not mention, it was a female fighter. I'm sure you saw this, Tobin. It was a women's bantamweight match in which Irene Aldana.
Irina, yeah.
That's it. What is it? Irina?
Irina. Irina.
You know what? I'm done with her. This was and unfortunately this is what she looks like now.
Oof.
Did she win at least?
She did not.
Okay.
I don't know.
It looks that second picture she's trying to cover it up. So wait, with some go concealer.
Like what it
she is lost she, in decision.
Mode. What is she doing with the brush?
Not much.
I think she's trying to put a little makeup on
that's
it.
That's concealer. So
put some glasses on.
Yeah.
And you don't need like not holy good. Smokes.
Not good. But look how tough she is with that.
She is tough.
Look at that.
That's seen some tough. Bloody faces before.
That is as bloody smokes. As it gets. That's
not as bad as Ioana Jędrzejczyk, though. Yeah.
No one would.
With I the mean, hematoma.
That was...
Oh, with the... Yeah,
that was crazy.
That was rough.
Cut
rough,
me, Mick.
Oof.
But yeah, so damage is done to her face.
Damage is done, my friend.
That is our show, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed any of the action, you get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms. You go back and watch it on Miami 56 WQM on Twitch and YouTube. We got some clips up there as well if you want a bite-sized action. We will be at Panthers Media Day tomorrow, so who knows what shenanigans are in store for us over at the Iceplex.
We got our guys.
Thank you to Doug Plagans for stopping by. And Stanley C. Panther. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow. He'll tell you it was the pandemic.
It was the pandemic!
FTX Arena.
Must be over 21. Ah, because he goes on this whole thing. Marlins.
Wow.
I thought... Ooh, excuse me. Ooh.
Monterey.
Wow.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.